Good morning, everyone. I'm Edward Gelser. I'm a PhD student at the University of Florida. And first of all, I would like to acknowledge everyone that's part of this project. I couldn't list everyone here, but there's a picture of a few of them at the end. So first, the agroclimate system was created in 2005 to help farmers and extension agents to better use climate information to reduce the risk associated with climate variability. And it was a success in the southeast U.S., so we decided to expand that to some other regions. And one of them is Mozambique, is where I have my PhD project. And there's a big project with Embrapa from Brazil and MSU, and also a local institution called IAIMI. So many times when we talk about climate, people think about climate change, which is a very important topic. But when you talk to farmers about that, they don't know. They don't want to know about that. They don't want to know what's happening in 15 years. They want to know what's happening this season, next season. So that's why agroclimate, we focus more on seasonal climate variability more than climate change. Also, farmers want to know what's happening tomorrow. So it's really important to have a weather forecast. So because of this, we have to have a large number of ways to present weather and climate information. Something very important, if we provide a really really good forecast for farmers, but they don't change their management based on this forecast, the value of their forecast is zero. There's no reason to have forecasts if the farmers don't change what they do. So it's really important to link the forecast with the management adaptation. To understand a little bit more about climate variability, we have to talk about El Niño Southern Oscillation, ENSO. That's the main factor of climate variability in the world. The warm phase is called El Niño. I bet everyone here, or most people, are tired to see something like that, a figure like that, where you see the effects of El Niño around the world. But just to say, in Southeast U.S., during El Niño, there is a wet and cold and colder conditions. And in the Southeast Africa, here where the project is, okay, here the mouse. Okay, the Southeast Africa is a dry and warm during El Niño. And La Niña, that's the cold phase of ENSO, the opposite happens. In the Southeast U.S., it's dry and warmer, while in Mozambique, it's more rainfall and colder temperatures. Just to show one example of a study linking El Niño and El Niño La Niña with agriculture. Here we can see on the right-hand side the yield for El Niño, the red bar, and yield for La Niña, on the left-hand side, the blue bar. So we can see that during El Niño, lower yields of tomato are expected, while during La Niña, higher yields. There are several studies showing how El Niño and agriculture are linked, but I'm just showing this one today. And when I talk about climate and weather information, first we have to look at climate information that helps us to make decisions or to plan what to do on the field. So for instance, we can select the variety that we're going to use depending on what we expect for the forecast or based on El Niño phase. We can select the best planting dates for that specific crop for that variety, or you can just change the acreage allocation. We can have more corn or more soybean or some other crop, depending on what we expect. Based on that, we can buy crop insurance and the inputs for the crop. Once you have the plan done, we do the weather information to make the decision for tomorrow or for a short term in the future. So using the weather information, we can decide, based on those, the window that we have for planting dates, we decide if we plant tomorrow or not. Let's say we expect a rain coming, and so we need a little bit of soil moisture, so we can say, we plant or not. We can also use weather information for spraying, depending on if it's raining or not, or for fertilizing, or wind information. And something really important is irrigation amount, and the time for that. That has to be based on what happened in the previous days. So how was the evapotranspiration of previous days, and how was the rainfall? So we can do a water balance or something like that to know the soil moisture, and also have to look at the weather forecast to know if it's going to rain the next day, the next few hours, and the next few days. So we can plan that. And also for harvesting, if there is rain coming, we don't want to harvest, or we harvest a little bit earlier, or cut hay. If there's a rain coming in 3 days, we cannot cut the hay today. We should wait for that or try to cut a little bit earlier. So it's just this type of information that can help farmers to change their management to reduce the risks. But how to communicate that with farmers? How to get all this information of problems related to El Niño, La Niña change and management? So we created in 2005 the AgroClimate. But as you saw before, someone presented here earlier, even for the whole US, we have problems with weather data. It's not that good. But imagine what happens in some other countries. Like, I'm from Brazil. We have a lot of problems related to that. Mozambique. They don't have this many weather stations as in the US. Plus, you have problems with the data that's available. And if we had this weather information, how to show that to farmers? So the challenge that we see in Mozambique. So that's why we decided to create an AgroClimate version of Mozambique version of AgroClimate. The website's in Portuguese, sorry, most of you won't be able to understand what's going on there. But it's really important to be more in Portuguese so we can communicate to people in Mozambique. First, here we can see the ENSO information because, as we saw before, there's a strong effect in Mozambique. So we always show the current ENSO phase and the forecast for the next 3 months. After here we have some news related to weather, climate, and Mozambique, and the agro-meteorological reports from the local Minister of Agriculture, and that is a seasonal forecast they have, and they show here in these reports, I'm not going to show the reports, just to mention, they show management adaptations based on the expected weather conditions for the next season. And finally, the tools, that's where I'm going to focus more. So those tools are basically these ones. They're a monitoring tool, a climatology tool, a climate risk tool that's under construction, should be done by this week. I want to be able to show here today. Planting dates tool. All these four tools that I said before, they're based on AgroMet and FuseNet data. There's a grid-based data. So that's why it's for the whole world. So this system can be expanded to some other regions, not just to Mozambique, but to many other places. Oh, just to mention something, there's an AgroClimate booth that we have showing the main website and also the Mozambique one. If someone is interested, can talk to me. It's the number 1642. It's from just as part of the extension program of the university. So it's non-profitable, so if you want to have more information and talk more about that, just feel free to visit us. And also there's a forecast from NOAA that I won't talk about that because that's available for everyone that wants to see it. So for the climatology, here this map shows the average condition for a certain ENSO period for a certain month. In this case, it's the total rainfall for January during El Niño. So the user can select on the left hand side menu, the user can select the month of interest, the ENSO phase could be El Niño, La Niña, neutral, or for all years. And the user can also select just mention something. All maps here can be downloaded. So if the extension agent is visiting a farmer, he doesn't have to have internet to talk to the farmers because sometimes that's really hard. So the person can download that in advance and go to the field, talk to the person that's interested to that. Sorry, coming back to the left menu, there's a median or deviation from all years. This is the average for all years. And here is a comparison about ENSO phases. So we can see what's going on for each ENSO phase to compare that. So if it's El Niño year, we expect something. If it's for La Niña year, we expect something different. But sometimes it's a little bit hard to see the difference between these maps. So we decided to do the deviation map. Here, I think, is there someone here that's colorblinded? No, I had some problems before, that's why I'm asking. On the one map, you can see red and yellow. So it's In this case, temperature that are shown here. So it's warmer during El Nino, and in the left-hand side have maps with blue colors that show that it's colder during La Nina. So those maps can be used for farmers to make the planning. This is a monitoring tool that basically here show the rainfall or temperature for a certain period of time, but a short time. The previous one is a historical data. This one is just for the last day, last week, or last 150 days. So the right-hand side map is the what is observed, and the left-hand side is the deviation from historical. In this case, rainfall. There is almost no rainfall in Mozambique now, and that's what happens almost every year, based on the deviation from historical. We can change the weather variable. In this case, is temperature. And there's a small deviation from the historical. So this year is a little bit colder than the previous years. And the user also can change the period that they're interested. So in this case, I selected 30 days. So basically, this is the average maximum temperature for the last 30 days. And the right-hand side is a comparison. Oh, sorry, the left-hand side is the comparison for the historical one. That's the planting date is the first tool that's available on this website that relates agriculture and climate information. And this, the same that I said before, the image can be downloaded to be talked to farmers. And here you can select the planting date or the El Nino phase. And here's just to show a comparison. This map shows if the conditions for the crop is ideal or not, the conditions are good or not. And the other maps, with the brown colors and yellow, show if it's not ideal, which are the limiting factors. And this map shows the effects of ENSO on this. So for instance, the top left graph, the map, shows that in the south of Mozambique, there are no conditions for tomato for that ENSO phase, that in this case El Nino. But the bottom map on the right-hand side shows that good conditions for tomato planting. So farmers know if it's El Nino, they expect something. They shouldn't plant on that region. But for the same planting date, if it's La Nina, the condition is completely different. So they can't do that. They can change their management based on this information. Some key aspects of the website. It was done in WordPress, so it's very easy to manage. Any person that has no knowledge in websites like me can manage the website. The whole structure is not just a website, but the way that's done is in Portuguese, so people can, for Mozambique, can keep using the website once the project's over. We did everything with that we don't need a good internet connection to use the website. Could be a very low internet, it would work. And all images can be downloaded. Next steps, we're going to create an irrigation tool that will be another agrometeorological tool, a fungicide application tool similar to what happens for the other agroclimate. We're going to put all these together to create a sustainability index, expand the tools for other crops, and use mobile to deliver the information. That's it. Thank you.